This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude at Johannesburg in South Africa today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the third session of the summit, themed A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. Mr. Modi reached Johannesburg on Friday on a three-day visit to South Africa to participate in the G20 summit hosted on African soil for the first time. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join his counterparts and make an intervention during the third session of the G20 summit today. Before the session, Prime Minister Modi will attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA Leaders Meeting. IBSA is a unilateral forum bringing together three major democracies and emerging economies from Asia, South America and Africa. India, Brazil and South Africa shared common developmental priorities and are pluralistic, multicultural, multi-ethnic, multilingual and multi-religious society. On the sidelight of the summit today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Take, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Later in the evening, Prime Minister will depart for New Delhi. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed six new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. These include the setting up of a global traditional knowledge repository, Africa Skills Multiplier Program, Global Healthcare Response Team, initiative on countering the drug terror nexus, open satellite data partnership, and a critical mineral circularity initiative. Minister of External Affairs, Dr. S. Jayashankar, had a telephonic conversation with the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Andrei Sibiha. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar appreciated his briefing on the ongoing developments related to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. He reiterated India's support for an early end to this conflict and the establishment of an enduring peace. The government has proposed to include the Union Territory of Chandigarh under the ambit of Article 240 of the Constitution. As per a bulletin of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, Constitution 131 Amendment Bill 2025 will be introduced in the upcoming winter session of Parliament for this purpose. The proposed bill seeks to include Chandigarh in Article 240 of the Constitution of India in alignment with other Union Territories without legislatures such as Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Daman and Diu and Puducherry. This will open the door to an independent administrator in the Union Territory of Chandigarh. The Punjab governor is currently the administrator of Chandigarh. The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private offices in the national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. The step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa emphasized that under Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, the government is proactively implementing pollution control measures with intensified focus on public health and air quality protection. India, Australia and Canada have announced a new trilateral framework, the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation ACITI Partnership, to enhance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast shallow to moderate fog over northeast India and Uttar Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. The air quality index, AQI, was recorded at 381 at 7 a.m. In men's cricket, South Africa were 316 for 6 at T in their first innings against India on day 2 of the second and final test in Guwahati when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.